The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I mean, can we agree that the Patriots thing is so amazing because, with the exception of Tom Brady, I mean, that is not nearly the most talented roster in the league.
No.
Not even close.
No.
They outwork you. They outprepare you.
They out-scheme you, too.
Yeah.
They did such a great job of. And Belichick has always been great at finding your weakness and exploiting it. And, you know, the Chiefs have been pretty good at home on defense this year. And they just kind of, you know, picked apart at him. And
you assume that Todd Gurley's going to play better in the Super Bowl, right?
It's hard to imagine
the best running back in the league playing as poorly as he did. That said, Jared Goff is going to have to make some plays. And I don't know where I'm leaning in this game yet, but I will say this. One thing that I do like about the Rams, if you bring pressure from the outside, Tom Brady will eat you up. The Rams bring pressure up the middle because they have two dominant guys there in the middle.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At producer T. Scott and at MK Pallet is our buddy Eric Warner joins us, who brought us our gym of the day today. If you missed any of the what you just heard, all available on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there.
I can't stop staring at this.
Oh, yeah, he's ready for you to pop that. That second this, segment.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll talk about
the doctor.
This is good, too, though. This is good, too.
Come on.
Yeah, the BBH horchata, that's kind of a nightcap dessert beer, and the Bach is kind of a day drinker. I think this thing's going to be huge. I mean, obviously, we broke it on Friday, and, you know, we normally get, I don't know, say 30 emails a year about you'll shoot your eye out. A lot of people, like, out of state, how can I get this, you know, beer?
30 emails a day?
No, through the whole season, Christmas season.
That's a lot of demand, unless it's the same 30 people.
You do get some of that. We got a really good – well, I'll come back. But anyway, we got nine emails just about this Bach in 5 hours on Friday, in addition to all the social media interest. And
people haven't even tried it.
They haven't even tried it yet. They're just so psyched about their Astros and you know, beer and – so, but yeah, make no bones about it, guys. This is, so we collaborated with the Astros on coming up with this beer. We wanted something, you know, sessionable, that you can drink during baseball season. You know, the name Crawford Bach, that's pretty obvious how that came about. So it's a Texas style Bach, right? This is not a German style, you know, 11% put you on your butt kind of Bach. This is, Texas style. And, We're pretty happy with it. This is the final pilot batch, okay? So we're brewing the for real batch tonight, actually. And then it will go live in a little over a month. So pretty exciting.
You said you don't think I'm going to like it. I dig it. I like a good bock, too, like especially if you're – so if I'm at, you know, a sporting event, something like that, I mean, the Shiner Bock, or I don't really like Ziegen Bock, but I like a good Shiner Bock. And I this is a very good beer. I could drink this all day, yeah. I mean, you're right. It's not – it's not a stout and it's not fudgy and chewy, but I mean, you can't always drink that stuff. You'll die. So if I'm sitting around drinking a handful of beers, this is a perfect beer for me to drink four or five of during a baseball game.
Yeah, exactly. It's got, you know, it's refreshing on the back end. It's got a little bit of hop kiss. The final version is actually going to have just a little bit more of a hop, note, but it's definitely a little more balanced towards the malty side. So yeah, we're excited and a ton of enthusiasm about this. So I think it's really gonna do well, and yeah, it's partnership with the Astros Foundation. So
Astros theme on the can?
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the graphic. I'll pull one up at the break, but it's pretty cool. We're getting a lot of people already commenting like, Carbock, this is like the coolest can you guys have come up with. So it's pretty stunning. So yeah, we're pretty excited. It kind of blew us away. So we were told we were going to announce it tomorrow, but the Astros said we're going to have a major announcement on Tuesday that will be talked about for weeks.
Oh,
All my guys internally are speculating Bryce Harper, but my you know,
I mean, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we talk about it for weeks.
That'd be cool.
So anyway, we'll...
I bet it's some... I bet it's a new assistant general manager. That's usually what... When you hear there's going to be these big announcements, that's usually what it is.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, yeah, just other than that, didn't have quite the fun weekend you guys did. I just kind of stayed at home and watched some football and drank some beer, and that was about it.
That's a good weekend.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
I mean... If I'd done that, I would have saved $900, something like that. So would have been a good move. But yeah, it was Vegas was a good time. It's always a good time, but it's always good to get home.
And you guys were there for like the right amount of days, right? You're there for like three nights or something, right?
The maximum amount of days.
Perfect.
Fred was there three nights. I was there four.
Yeah.
So
I got out on Saturday.
You go further than that, it's downhill. Like that's. Last time I went further than that was the time that I was like, I got to call 911 on myself. I'm dead. Like, I was pretty sure I was going to die. So, I'm good with four nights, and then I can get out of it. And I wasn't going as hard as I normally do. Part of it's because my diet. But it helps out a little bit. And plus, it helps you sleep more now that you can get weed out there. So
unless you get the munchies and eat the whole bag.
Fred overdosed on pot somehow.
I don't know. I was sitting there in the room and I'm thinking, oh, I've got these sorry ass sour cream Pringles that I can pay $20 for, or I can just eat the rest of the gummies.
Oh no, you didn't.
I did.
Oh my. Is that why you came home a night early?
No, but it was Friday was rough, man. I really thought I was gonna die at one point. So
how many did you like how many milligrams was it, do you know? Did you quantify
it? I have no idea.
Did you take like five of the
candies?
There
were two cylinders.
Yep.
And I ate them both.
Dang.
Yeah. And I really did think I was going to die when I woke up. And I felt like crap the entire day. I really did. But, you know, lesson learned. Have munchies there. Spend the $20 on the Pringles.
Yep.
Yeah. I think they have peanut M&M's in there.
Room service?
I figured that out the next day. Like Friday night, I ordered room service. Yeah.
You know, they always have that available.
You know, I at the time, maybe I wasn't in the best state of mind to think about that.
How many did you eat to get to that point where...
I had like three or four while we were playing poker.
Man, that's a lot. And I mean, I'm not one to talk because I've done the
same.
Oh,
I know. But it didn't really kick in until I was walking back to my room.
Yeah, once you stand up.
Yeah.
It's like if you just sit down and you drink all night, you're fine. I was sitting there playing poker. Yeah. And then once you stand up, it's like, oh boy, I had too much to drink. That's, I mean, it's kind of the same way. Like once you stand up from where you are, that's when it all hits you. It'll come rushing at you.
Yeah. But I got back to the room, and then, yeah, I should have gone to sleep right then and there. And it wasn't that late. I mean, it was probably midnight. And yeah, I decided I had the munchies, and I'm like, well, I'll just eat the rest of these. That was real dumb.
Yeah, I mean, how hungry could you be also? I mean, that's...
Well, if you're that stone, you mean?
Yeah, well,
at some point you stop thinking about food to get that high, right?
Eventually that was the case, yeah. Well, I didn't really eat much while I was there either. I probably had a meal a day at the most, which wasn't ideal either, but I lived.
You were getting calories from drink, though, right?
I didn't really drink as much on this trip as I have in the past. Mainly because...
And he didn't drink beer either. So it was, I mean, relatively low-cal.
Vodka water, basically, is what I was drinking. So, and you know, they're mixing them so weak that it's not really doing much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Thursday night thing, they'll mess me up.
The only strong drink you can get in Vegas for free at the tables is if you order Red Bull in your drink. Because the Red Bull's more expensive to the casino than the vodka is. So they load it up on vodka, and then they pour you a little bit of Red Bull because that's what they're worried about conserving.
Yeah, because they've already watered down the vodka. I'm sure they poured water into their bottles and all that
now,
stuff.
Now, do you know, are they actually giving you Red Bull, or are they giving you the cheap stuff, the surrogate off the gun?
They give you Red Bull. Yeah, yeah.
You know it's the real deal.
It's the real deal.
Okay. Yeah, because they have that, like, there's those fake Red Bulls, you know, that come off the soda gun that aren't as good, don't taste as good, don't have the same effect. But, I mean, were you guys seeing the same kind of trend out there? Like, with January, a lot of people sort of drinking lighter beer or vodka. I mean, did you really pay attention to that?
I only pay attention to myself.
Yeah.
All I know is it wasn't as crowded until Friday.
As
it usually
Wednesday and Thursday were dead nights. Yeah. Dead. But once Friday and Saturday came around, it was packed. Yeah. And Saturday, like, I mean, it was almost obnoxiously packed, which is typical of a fight night, especially because the fight was at the MGM. So, it was loaded up. But I do think, particularly at those events, more people tend to drink liquor on those nights than beer. Like I think especially if you're paying, like, everybody gets dressed up, you know, pay a bunch of money for tickets, they feel like beer cheapens the occasion somehow. So everybody's drinking, they're drinking the hard stuff.
Yeah. It's a little bit of the conundrum we face in the beer business, right? Cause it's like we've done all this stuff to add kind of prestige and value to beer, like, you know, with the BBHs or some of these sour beers that, you know, we talk about and covet, but there is something about, you know, you got the babe on your arm and the black dress and the diamond necklace. And it's like, you know, yeah, it's going to be a liquor kind of thing, right? You can't get around that.
Yeah. You can't win them all.
Can't win them all.
I got to get me one of those.
You know what we can win? You got another segment in you?
Absolutely.
Well, you have to because...
You got another beer.
Fred's waiting. He downed his other beer. He's like, get this out of
here. That was good, and I could probably sit here and drink this all night if you didn't stick that in front of my face. It's like Pavlov's dog.
I'm
like,
what if... Fred, can you chug one of those?
I'm not going to chug one of those. I want to savor it and enjoy it.
Well, we got to get him to chug the Bock. To earn his
stop.
That's fair. Fair is fair.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Innovative Lasers of Houston and their Zorona laser. And, man, you want to talk about a difference maker. I struggled so long to get weight off my belly. It was just no matter what I did, I'd go to the gym, I'd work out, I dieted, nothing worked. Well, when I went to Innovative Lasers, guess what? It worked. You can lose up to 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks and be among the first 100 to call right now, 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN. You're going to get 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions free. Take advantage of the special offer and lose inches in fat without any painful procedures or downtime. It's basically less than an hour that you go in there, do 2 20-minute sessions, and then you're done. And guess what? The inches just come off. You can get more energy. You can change your life. Call Innovative Lasers of Houston at 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5, you'll get 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions free with this special offer. The ladies there are going to take care of you. It is a really easy, cool procedure, and it works. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
From the Gow Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, Eric Warner. Always great to have Eric in here. That put me in a good mood when A.J. told me you were coming in.
So. Well, I'm glad we finally got to do a Monday because you guys have had like the road shows and stuff like that going on, you know, the last bunch of weeks, and there was the holidays, so it's kind of nice. And, you know, not a lot of – I don't know how many listeners we got today, but the ones that are out there are your loyalists, most hardcore, right?
And, got quite a few judging from the response on social media and the text line and phone lines, at least earlier. I think maybe everybody's home now.
Yeah.
Which would kind of suck because you're here.
Well, you know, I think that's the beauty of your guys' show is, like, I find, honestly, I've done this many times. I'll pull into the garage, and, you know, I know the wife's, like, inside, maybe has, like, dinner almost ready, and I'll keep listening.
Yeah.
I'll just keep listening, you know?
That's how we win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
We keep you away from your family. That's like our goal is to – we get people fired because they're like, oh, I made it to work, but – I just sat in the parking garage listening to the show, and then I got fired when I came in an hour late. I'm like, well, man, thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice to our show. We appreciate it.
So what do you think, Fred?
I like it a lot. I have a high standard for this, too, so I was expecting a lot.
Yep.
I think it delivers.
Yeah. I mean, this is so we actually have some rice milk in the brew. A little rice milk afterwards, and then post fermentation, and then we have the cinnamon, a little bit of vanilla.
I like that. I like both of those. You can just get it. It's just enough of a hint of cinnamon that you can taste it. That's perfect. Because too much cinnamon, yeah. But the vanilla is just right too. This is a good mix. You've done well, sir.
Thank you.
I knew you would, Obi-Wan.
Well, I. It's funny. I don't want to take anything away from the GOAT, but that offensive line last night was just stellar. I counted two hurries, including the controversial one. That's it. He never got put down, and
he hasn't been sacked in either playoff game yet.
No,
with 90 dropbacks.
I mean, they are just dominant right now. But. And I said this earlier in the show, the Rams are so different from the Chiefs and the Chargers in that pressure from the Rams comes from the middle.
And I seem to remember, I was at this 3 years ago yesterday. I was at Mile High Stadium when a very one Wade Phillips, I think a combination of sacks, hurries, and hits – it was something obscene, like 19 on Brady. I think alone there were like three or five sacks or something. So that's exactly my thought. That's the one thing that I think is a wild card factor in this game, right, is if Wade can bring that pressure up the middle, I think they could make it rough for him. I still think, though.
Depends on how stubborn Wade is, though, because if he does that thing where he's going to stick with his third corner on – the third receiver, Belichick will eat that alive.
Yeah.
You know, that's it'll be interesting to see because I do think with Wade's defense, there are some things you can attack that Belichick will. But yeah, you go back. I think he had better defensive talent on that Broncos team, though, than what he, I mean, he's got great talent here, but that team was just stacked at all three levels. This one, you can get to the Rams linebackers, and you can get to their corners a little bit.
I was going to say this: their linebackers are kind of the little bit weaker link there.
Well, and the corners have potential. I mean, Talib on a good day, Marcus Peters on a good day, you're in trouble. This is the advantage I see for the Patriots. Their best guys, a slot guy, Edelman, a tight end, Gronk, and James White, a running back. Those are not guys that Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters are going to line up across from, typically. So they may be able to take advantage of the weaker parts of that Rams defense because they don't have, you know, a big outside typical one wide receiver one. You know what I mean? They don't have a Julio or somebody like that, DeAndre Hopkins, that you've got to shut down with a cornerback. So Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib are both going to be probably working outside of their comfort zone. You know what I mean? So I do think that's an advantage to the Patriots. But
and as good as those guys are, they'll make plays. They will also give up plays. And I think you'll see the Patriots make a couple big plays against those guys.
Yeah, I mean, controlled environment, dome. I mean, there'll definitely be some more, you know, down the field throws. I mean, that pass to Gronk was the longest pass of the day for the Patriots, I think, right? Yep. 25 yards or something.
They controlled the clock masterfully.
Yeah. Well, I said as soon as Casey busted that big play that Belichick threw his service pro on, I was like, oh, they're going to score too quick.
Yep. Yeah, that was
sure enough.
That was the case,
you know. And then you know, not getting the ball is whoever gets that toss is got it. It's over, right? And the Patriots. It was so reminiscent of what happened to Atlanta. It was like it literally. I did the same thing when they handed it off to Burkhead, and I saw the hole. I literally simultaneously clicked, and my wife's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Game's over. Don't need to see this." But anyway, Fred, the roundabout segue there was I can't take credit for this beer. Great group of guys that sort of architected this one. And yeah, we got the four-pack coming out with the Mole and the regular BBH and the Hellfighter in about a month. So we just bottled this one up early. And what do you think of the new look packaging and the bottles and all that? You like that?
Yeah, it's good because I really think, you know, I could sit down and drink one of these. Whereas with the, or you know, with the BBH and with the old Fun Series line, which by the way, have you guys stopped the Fun Series? Is that over?
Nope. But the Fun is also migrating to these smaller bottles. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Good. To me, that's good because if I've got that big Fun Series bottle, that's at least a two-man task. So,
or there's nothing else the rest of the evening.
Yeah, but even then, I mean.
But it is hard to enjoy that last little bit of it because there's so much of it. I think this is perfect, especially if you want to. If you don't want to end your night with one drink. Which those bombers you can do.
You can.
Yeah.
You can. But I do think just sitting here drinking one of these, this would probably get you to a good spot if you drink a whole one of those. So I prefer this new smaller packaging.
Normally, we wouldn't say that, right, AJ? We like the larger packages, don't we?
I mean,
you know, big packages are a good thing.
Yeah. No one's
going to You know, I think, you know, men, women alike, they.
But sometimes there's a such thing as the package can be too big for one person.
This is true. Yeah. Too big of a package to handle is not always a good thing either. So
sometimes comfort's more important.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's all about technique. But yeah, we're pretty excited about this. We're also excited about Rodeo Clown Roundup coming up.
Yeah. What do you guys have the bands announced for that thing yet?
They're all up. And I would be a lying fool
if acted like you knew,
right? Because I'm not. Country is probably my least well-known genre.
George Strait, Garth Brooks, Toby Keith.
It's supposed to be
Reba McEntire,
Faith Hill.
Oh my, what a lineup! Actually, that's a made-up lineup. I don't think
Florida Georgia line. That's the only other one I know. Or is it Georgia Florida line? I don't know.
I did see Garth Brooks once, like 25 years ago, in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Or Casper. It was Casper, Wyoming, and that was great. It was actually a really good vibe. It was a lot of fun, but yeah, just generally not my. So, which is weird because I love the blues, right? And I love jazz, and I love bluegrass, but country just doesn't get me quite as excited.
Usually, it doesn't for me either. But for some reason lately, I've been listening to a lot more. I don't know if it's an old person thing, but. Yeah, I couldn't tell you who the bands are, but I've been flipping through like Sirius and listening to a few countries. So, you know what? This isn't awful.
You know who I like? When I was up hunting in New Mexico last fall, the guy was with my guide, the guy from Stained,
Aaron Lewis.
Yes. He was listening to, and he kind of, and that's really awesome, right? When you can sort of cut your, you know, make your mark singing one style of music and then. He amazing. I really liked it. So that's, I don't know if that qualifies as you know, straight up country or whatever, but I would purchase that music. It was great.
I have a couple. I think I have an Aaron Lewis album, and it's good. I mean, some of it's a little, you know, don't tread on me. I shoot my guns in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little much for me.
Let me kill you if you come in
but
my
yard.
But
I don't hate the sound of it. You know what I mean? It's there's some country. There's a guy named Chris Stapleton that I've listened to his full album, and I think that dude is amazing.
Agreed.
And I could listen to that. There's the band that my buddy works for. He's their tour manager, so I go out and see them every time they come through town. It's a band called Brothers Osborne, and they're fantastic. Like I really enjoy listening to them. I'm not a country music guy, but you can appreciate talent when you hear it. That Zac Brown guy is pretty good.
I love Corb Lund, who's he's huge in Canada, and every time we go see him here, there's like 30 people, and he's just fantastic. And then I don't even know if he's still playing anymore, but I love Justin Van Zandt. He's really good too here in town. He's a good dude too. So, but I haven't seen him in a while, at least playing wise. But I mean, I don't know that I'll ever get into it, but there are artists I like. So you hang around a little more.
Sure.
Okay.
We got a little more beer to finish.
What do we got going on? All right, guys.
That's not you.
Oh,
dude.
It's so confusing.
How's it confusing?
I'll tell you during the break.
You know, if you just look at your little thing here, it tells you the time.
I got it.
It's because AJ's so busy staring at his iPhone, he's not paying attention. And guess what? You're probably doing the same thing. Well, how about this? How about you look for car insurance on that iPhone? And that's what Go is all about. They've got the crazy cat billboards. They've got the elephant being shot out of the cannon. They're trying to get your attention and get you to look into your iPhone. And guess what? Hey, it works. Go is the very first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on iPhone. Incredibly fast. Just download it, scan your license, get a quote in 60 seconds. And listen, you're doing everything on your iPhone. The technology's there. Why not this? Everything's managed through the app. No more paperwork, waiting on hold, so long hassles. You're in total control. Update your policy, add drivers, file a claim in the app, then cut out a lot of fees that you see other places, and give you money back. Finally, it's a car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. No more jargon that nobody gets. They make your insurance faster, easier, quite possibly even cheaper than what you're paying now. And they've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for well over 1,500 days. If you're on your iPhone, why not? Give it a try. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance, G-O. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today. That's Go Insurance.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. We'll just keep Eric here as long as he keeps serving us beer.
That's a deal.
There's that. Yeah. So I'm okay with you. I'm okay with you doing a whole
lot. How much sympathy do you have for Saints fan today?
I'll tell you why I do. Because 2 years in a row, that's tough.
I mean,
the blown tackle last year. And then this year, I agree with you when I was kind of listening earlier. I mean, I hate to sound like old, you know, grandpa coach, but well, guys, we obviously didn't play well enough. You know, you got to account for things like that. And there's some truth to that. And as you said, they had the ball to start overtime with.
They had first crack at it.
Boom. Go down.
I mean, the Chiefs sucks. You didn't get a chance, but.
Yep. But same thing to the Chiefs, right? Okay, so the phantom blow to the head call. The Chiefs had, no matter what, they got to look back and say, we are so freaking lucky that we were only down, what?
14-0 at halftime.
14-0 at halftime. Right, right, because they gave up that late. I mean, that could have been 28-0 easy. Yeah. So, you know, hats off. They fought back into it, but they just dug themselves a little bit too much of an early hole against Patriots. Patriots, you got to bring the perfect game.
Yeah. In the playoffs.
Especially in the playoffs.
They are going to be prepared for what you do best.
Yeah, it's so interesting because we talk about there's three different levels in football. There's preseason effort, there's regular season effort, and then you ratchet it up in the postseason. I don't know that anybody does that better than the Patriots.
Scary.
Because the Chiefs look like they did all year, which is really good. The Patriots took it up a notch.
Well, and Fred, what they've, if you dissect, I look at the Patriots in sort of like thirds. And there was that first third where, oh my gosh, we got something here. We're doing it with just really basic fundamentals. And they won, three out of five in the early 2000s. And then, they got, you had the pinnacle of 2007, 2008 when they went 16-0 and they're like really crushing it in the middle. But yeah, that's when they sort of lost it a little bit towards the playoffs. And Belichick, whether it's coincidence or you hear people, RJ talks about all the time. Oh yeah, they're, September, don't pay any attention to what the Patriots do there.
Because it doesn't really matter.
And maybe Belichick really is starting to manage the team that way. He's like, as a Broncos fan, I've seen the opposite. You go back and look at the Broncos historically, they've had these really fast starts. They've done really well in September and October, and then they kind of fade. And, I don't know whether that's conditioning or just mentally how you start preparing the team. But, yeah, they're amazing what they've done in the last 4 weeks, right?
I think Belichick's still evolving. That's the beauty of it.
Part of it is this is a year where we've seen the Patriots in the regular season and gone, they don't look like anything special. And I remember, Fred, you remember the last time the Spurs won a championship, the Kawhi Leonard title. Like Fred was like, I just watched them all year and they've just been okay. But some of these teams, when they've got these legendary coaches, that they just, it's a different season for them come playoff time. And the goal is just to get to the playoffs. And I don't think it would have mattered if the Patriots were the sixth seed or the one seed or what. Come playoff time, they flip a different switch. And they're tough to beat there because you cannot out prepare that team. You cannot out anticipate that team. They're ready for everything.
Unless they decide to bench their best cornerback the day of the game.
That's an odd choice.
Yeah.
I'll admit that was an odd choice.
Raving Plumber wants to know, will that BBH be in stores? Please say yes. I'll go get some.
It will be. It's not in stores yet.
No.
But it will be.
Correct.
Jeremy wanted a picture of the new packaging, so I tweeted a picture of the...
Should have tweeted a picture of my package.
No. Saving that for when I get home. That's for private time. So.
Now, are any of these Hellfighter variants available at the brewery yet?
Not quite yet.
Will they be available before the store release?
Maybe slightly.
Okay.
Maybe slightly, but... we always like to try to have the stars align that way as much as possible. So, there's some reason, some label legal thing why we're not rolling this right now. We have to wait a few more weeks. But, yeah, the beer is starting to get packaged. And, obviously, as AJ, beers like this are, I think we put like a 5-year shelf life on it or something crazy.
Yeah.
So it's only going to get even better with age. So, but we got the fun series. We've got some port barrel age triple. We got some bourbon barrel age triple.
That's the next in the fun series.
Yep. We're going to do kind of a maritage of that. And then we've got a scotch on scotch. So we did a scotch ale and scotch barrels. That'll be coming out a little later in the year, but we are taking ideas. We're interested in ideas for future BBH flavor variations.
I've got a couple to run by you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Legal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've talked before about doing like a s'more.
That's right.
And I think you could do like a peanut butter one. I think there's plenty of options.
I'd like just a cinnamon one with just cinnamon.
That's a good idea.
I mean, this is pretty close.
This is close, yeah, but it's got some other stuff going on with it.
Yeah.
That It's actually cool because it sort of rotates between vanilla and cinnamon.
Yeah.
As you drink it, which is pretty cool. So,
but it would be nice if there was like a cinnamon that's got like some burn on the end, like a little bit of spice to it. Mm-hmm. I could see how that would work. You know, there's a lot of options now. I mean, there's guys doing beers with marshmallow in it, and it's just
I had a s'more. Fantastic. I had a s'more beer in Canada. It wasn't good. It had no s'more taste to it at all.
That's a fail.
Was it too sweet too? Sometimes those beers will be really sweet.
It was almost like they were scared to put enough flavoring in it, so it was really flat and disappointing. So it was some Vancouver brewery, but their pumpkin one was good.
Canadians.
Oh geez, don't say that.
Figures.
Loser.
I always liked that beer that Ballast Point did, the Indra Canindra. It was the Indian
spice. You like that?
Spice. As a sipper, not a you. I'm sensing strong distaste for that
beer.
We've
discussed this before.
But I don't remember
like curry. I don't like that's the one. That's what I don't mess with. So
gotcha.
That was a tough one for me. And I bought a bottle of it and I tried it, but I mean, bold strategy. I mean, it's like no other beer you'll ever taste, but it ain't for me. It ain't for me.
When you know you have every Indian restaurant in the U.S. that'll have that beer, right?
Yeah.
So at least you got somewhat of a customer base.
Maple is another one I'm surprised you haven't done anything with.
Fred, maybe you can hook us up with some, speaking of Canada, you got any connections up there?
Some good syrup there.
Yeah, eh?
They've got a few, don't you know?
You could probably make something happen, I would reckon.
Oh,
Fred's got Canadian friends at every poker table in Vegas. It's a conversation about Regina and Swift Current.
Kyle? Kyle?
Manitoba? Like,
BG?
Wherever you're from, I've been around there. I know some folks from there. Oh, you may know my in-laws. Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. Did I just call you there?
Sorry. I put you on a 9.
I did take a lot of their chips when we're doing that.
Easy pickings.
Like, oh, you know so-and-so. Oh, geez, yes. Right up the road. Oh, yeah. All right, guys. I have to tell you about my bookie. And if you want to get in on the action, you know what? The big game, couple weeks away. But you got college basketball. You got some hockey you can play. You got NBA. All available on my bookie. Horses. Remember I told you that Sam Houston's cranking up this week? And the Pegasus on Saturday, you can bet all that on my bookie. And that's why Vegas makes lines, so we can play. And if you've been thinking about it and you haven't jumped in yet, now is the time. My bookie is the online destination to get action on any game. Safe, reliable. They've been in business for years, and they've got that in-game betting. So I'm watching a basketball game right now that I didn't get started on, but maybe I can still jump in. All you have to do is go to your computer or mobile phone, Google My Bookie, and get your account started. They'll match 50% of your initial deposit. Pretty simple. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri Eagle Energy. Listen, there's a lot of different energy providers out there, and they've always got something new to offer. All of them do. Cash bonuses, free days, free weekends, you name it, they'll throw it out there at you. And you may have fallen for one of those offers, and then months later found out that you're paying a higher rate or they're throwing additional fees onto your bill. Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. End of discussion. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. One segment to go. We'll just keep Eric around because what the hell?
We've come this far.
I know. You made it this far. Well, it's always fun when you're here because we can talk about other stuff. I mean, we do the beer thing, then we get into football and things of that nature. So, all good. And if you haven't had a chance yet, you want to pick up a copy of Jesus Just Left Chicago, it's available on Amazon. Ebook's available on Apple Books, and audio version available at GalMediaPublishing.com. And the response has been amazing so far. Thank you guys for all your kind words about the novel, and already working on the sequel. So we'll have the big release party coming.
Are you diligently working on the sequel? Because you've actually like put something on paper and been like, okay.
Yeah, I'm about 18,000 words from being finished with it.
Okay, and how many words was the last book?
Almost 70.
Okay, so you've done a lot of work. More than half finished?
Oh, more than half, yeah. This one's going to come in around 98. It's going to be a little longer. But I also may wait on that one and do my witch novel first.
Can I give Eric a quote from the book?
Sure.
Bring it.
I don't know if Tyler's going to have to dump this or not, depending on context, but... Okay. His dick was giant.
I like it. It's straight into the point.
Did you dump it?
Yeah, you had to dump that one. Yeah.
All right. Well, you just got to read the book to find out and then guess.
If you're streaming, you know. But otherwise, yeah, you'll have to read the book. Yeah. But, yeah, that's a quote from the book.
But February 9th, 2 to 5
like
p.m.,
it.
Launch party signing. And, you know, we'll talk about it a lot. I got to meet with them and finalize the details, but it'll be... in Edo, and the place is pretty much set. I just have to meet with him on what all we're going to do and how many books I'm bringing.
Do you need some beer for that, Fred?
Oh, yeah. You can always bring me beer for that. No, it's a bar, so they'll have beer.
Well, I mean, let's work out a deal. I'll make sure we'll get him some Carbach. And, I mean, you're still kind of until you get the big, the production thing really goes down, right? I mean, the rights are bought, but you get something on the back end if it gets produced, right?
Yes.
So that's what you're really waiting for.
Yeah. Well, I'm right now. I'm kind of the idea is I'm just focusing on, you know, selling it locally, and then over the next few months, as we travel around for some of the things we're going to do, I'm going to do book signings all over the country, and I've got a friend that wants me to come do one in Australia.
Ooh.
So I might get to do that, and that would be cool to get into that market. And we were just kind of joking off air about how cool it would be to go to London with the Texans Jaguars. I'd set up a signing there. So I'm going to try to, whenever I travel anywhere, I'm going to try to set up a signing. And there's, once the movie comes out, obviously it's going to help the book sales a bunch. But we're doing really well. And what the best part is that people are enjoying it. Now, the people who are enjoying it are our listeners and are degenerates, and they're the target audience. So I'll be curious when it gets into
more. I had this discussion with my wife, and she was like, maybe I should read the book after you're done with it. And now that I've read it, I'm like, for some reason, I don't think you would be into this. I don't know that this is going to be good for you.
So, Fred, I got a question for you.
I'm censoring my wife from Fred's, from Fred's writing.
Do you you probably read some Michael Connelly.
Yeah.
Have you seen the show Bosch on
Amazon?
Oh, I
love Bosch. Yeah.
So there's some pretty big divergences between what, you know, the storylines as well as what's going on in his personal life, as well as the character I envisioned, right? Like, how comfortable would you be if Hollywood comes and says, look, we're going to give you $2 million or plus, you know, back-end royalties, but we want to change X, Y, and Z?
I'd say go ahead.
Yeah.
No, because,
I like it.
Hell yeah.
No, because here's the thing. You're always going to have that. They're always going to Hollywood it.
Yeah.
And my work is there if people want the original. And it's going to sell a bunch of those because of that.
Bingo.
Because there'll be the great debate. What's better, the book or the movie?
Well, see, and that's the thing. I went back and bought a bunch of Longmire books after I watched Longmire. And I think Bosch is really clever. In fact, this is one of my projects for 2 years from now. I want to write detective novels based in Houston, like the Edo murders and stuff like that, and create this badass sort of Luther Bosch combo guy from Houston, though. It's kind of in, you know, it's in the queue. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Tyler. Great job, AJ. Terrific job, Eric.
He's been way worse. I'll tell you that much.
I actually was pretty good today. Well,
you've been way worse.
There was Friday. All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Well, I clean this slate with the hands of uncertainty. So let mercy come and wash away.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.